Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Eric, is that true? Do you know Andy Baskin? Is it true?
You know what? Thanks for having me. And yes, we're not classmates. He's older than I am. But he came from the non-talented part of Cleveland Heights. I came from the talented part of Cleveland Heights.
I'm glad you got that in there because I know Baskin's listening. And he was excited to hear from you. Now, I don't know if he's going to be so excited to hear from you. Eric, this has got to be a whirlwind because, you know, you've been doing big games. You've been doing a lot of big-time events for many years. And you never know how the internet is going to amplify some of this, and somebody like LaMelo Ball coming to your team. You know, we experienced this. Michael Regga experienced this firsthand when LeBron came here, and later Fred McLeod, and how big that was for both of them. And now this is something that has taken on something completely different with your calls going on SportsCenter and the big dunk the other night. What do you make of all of this?
Well, you know what? It's one of those things where a rising tide raises all boats. And LaMelo Ball has changed a lot of lives. And, the fact that he came to town at the perfect time for us, because the Hornets have a young team that criminally underrated, that has played unbelievably well in clutch situations for the last year and a half. And so there has been a lot of opportunity for the Hornets to have game winners, to have comeback wins. And we're getting the eyeballs now because I think it's the LaMelo effect. You know, there's just a whole cavalcade of 14-year-old boys in Malaysia who are transfixed with LaMelo Ball. You know, it's a global thing. And I'm of a certain age where this kind of hit me like a thunderbolt. I had no clue. Someone asked me, when was the first time you saw LaMelo Ball play? And I said, yeah, preseason game back in December. And they were just stunned because I'm told that there are people who have been watching LaMelo Ball for literally the last 7 years, when he played over in Lithuania, when he was playing wherever that thing was in Northeast Ohio, when he was playing in Australia, when his high school games were like a thing. So I kind of missed out on that phenomenon, but I'm happy to glob onto it now.
How does the build go down, Eric? And I know you guys ain't out of the woods yet, but it's been a nice season so far. How does the rebuild go down? Because we're kind of in this, Lima, do I call it a malaise? Where we're at right now with the Cleveland Cavaliers, I mean, we're 3 years into this thing. We're debating on whether or not Colin Sexton's long-term, whether or not Darius Garland's already long-term, Jared Allen, so on and so forth. How did the Hornets go about their business?
Well, the Hornets did it very similar to what the Cavs are doing right now. You know, the Hornets try to get pieces. They try to give themselves as many opportunities to get quality players. And just like the Cavs, you know, I think they've hit on guys. But you just need that one transcendent talent. And, you know, the whole process with Philadelphia, they fanned on a lot of guys, man. They took Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel. They took a lot of bums, but they eventually hit on Simmons and Joel Embiid. Well, the Hornets have hit on LaMelo Ball. This guy's a stud. And to the Hornets' credit, you know, they didn't screw it up. But I don't know what would happen if the Hornets had had the number one pick or the number two pick. You know, this was not a consensus that LaMelo Ball was the best player available. He just happened to be the best player available when they picked third. So they grabbed him. So I commend the Hornets for not making a mistake when he was available. But I'm not sure they would have taken him if they had the number one overall pick. So luck is a huge factor in what you're doing going forward. I like Colin Sexton. I think Darius Garland, I'm interested in seeing him play tonight if he plays. Yeah, I think Jared Allen is, you know, a new age center. I think there's things to like in Cleveland, but you just need to get lucky with someone. Remember, the Cavs got Mark Price with the 25th pick in the draft. You know, how lucky was that? you know, Mark Cuban's first team All-NBA, you know, one of the greatest shooters in the history of the game. But as lucky as the Cavs were to get Brad Daugherty, they were just as lucky, if not more lucky, to get Mark Price. And that's the way great teams are built, is with a certain amount of luck that's baked in.
Eric Collins joining us on the show, Bally Sports Charlotte. I want to ask this question because there's a narrative that follows around my co-host on this, and I want to be the one to ask it. From an outsider's perspective, when you hear Colin Sexton, what do you folks think outside of Cleveland?
Well, just to be clear, I'm hardly an outsider.
Probably since 1974,
there isn't a day that I haven't lived in Cleveland playing dealer. But I think I'm going to work tonight with my partner, Del Curry. And Dell watches as much of the league as anyone, with two sons who are actively in the short pants. I think that his knee-jerk would be Gunner, one-way guy. That's still real. You know, I think that it's starting to change. I think people are looking at the numbers and the shooting percentages and all that other stuff, and it's saying, oh, you know what, this guy's actually got a little bit more. But I'm a believer in what Colin Sexton has to offer. I'm not necessarily saying he's going to be, you know, your bell cow taking to a championship, but this is a guy who's a winning player who can, you know, make winning plays at the end of games and do work on a good team. I firmly believe that.
Eric, this is what I notice with your team, that you were in a similar situation. You mentioned the clutch numbers. We're talking to Eric Collins, does such a terrific job with the Hornets. And you had a team that, until you got LaMelo Ball, had some young talent pieces and parts. And I think that's where the Cavs are. But then you mentioned you get fortunate in the lotto. This is the big discussion we're having in Cleveland now, is that you're adding Kevin Love and you have an easier schedule to finish out the season. We need our LaMelo Ball. We have some pieces and parts. Sexton's good. Garland's good. Okoro, jury's still out, but you mentioned Jared Allen. But the only way to get the most lotto balls, even though the lotto is different, the metrics are totally different, is to still finish with a worse record. How do you balance that if you're the Cavs? How do you get Cade Cunningham? How do you get Jalen Suggs or Green or Evan Mobley if you end up winning games down the stretch against a bunch of teams that could be tanking themselves?
Well, just put it from the Hornets' perspective, you know, last year the Hornets had their season come to an end early because of, you know, the pandemic. They didn't get invited to the bubble. But the Hornets were playing good ball for the 3 or 4 weeks before that. And I think the Hornets built up some good sweat equity knowing how to win close games. You know, they beat Houston when Houston was going good. They won in Toronto when Toronto was going good. The last game that the Hornets played before the pandemic, they went down to Miami and they beat a very good Miami Heat team. So the Hornets are trying to win all the way through. And the Hornets finished with the 9th worst record in the NBA. And because of the flattening of the lottery odds, they got the 3rd overall pick. And I think it was the best of both worlds, is they learned more about themselves. They learned how to win close games. They built built a philosophy inside the organization. Hey, you know, this is going to be a team that's going to do small things right. This is going to be a team who wins by the margins. And this is going to be a team who understands the importance of late-game possessions and then wins these games. And all of a sudden, when we jumped up to number 3 in the lottery, then you get your game changing. So I think you can't have it both ways. To lose a couple more ball games and increase your chances, you know, by minuscule percentage, that makes no sense. You're doing your program and your organization more harm in the long run by not just saying, hey, you know, let's be the best we can be every single day and win every single game and let the chips fall where they may, and let's just be better scouts and let's just be better kickers and let's just be better at, you know, our lottery luck, if that's what it comes down to, because that's really what it is. I think you can win and still get fortunate in the draft. Just make good picks, man.
Eric Collins joining us on the hotline. I want to ask you about you and your calls, because these things are blowing up. And as I've said, I've heard you do big 10 network games, some of the signature games once the network got on the air, and you're doing Ohio State. And so it's not like you haven't been out there, but there's clearly like a pep in your step. Have you changed at all? Has LaMelo Ball helped change the way you call games? Is it something cognizant, or is it something that just kind of happened?
Well, you know what? I've always been kind of an energy guy. You know, I started on this business back in the 90s, and it was clear I got the jobs that I had early because of my youth. And I think youth sometimes equals energy. And I've always been cognizant that, you know, only the strong survive, and in television and in radio, you know, you need to have something behind your name. To me, yeah, so much of what I do on a nightly basis is me being a kid growing up in Cleveland Heights. You know, it was, you know, Waylon Boots. I don't know if anyone in your listening audience remembers that guy. but he was inspirational to me. He was the weekend sports guy at NBC back in town, WKYC. And this guy blew my mind. I could be on a date with, like, the hottest cheerleader from Cleveland Heights High School, and at 11:17, I was back in my house because I had to watch Waylon Boot for that 3 minutes. He blew my mind, you know, with the things that he was saying. And at an early age, I understood, you know, the different could be good in television. And he was as different as there ever was. And I don't know what happened to Waylon Boot. You know, he was kind of a comet that blew through the North Sky. But that guy changed my life. And I've kind of always based my career on the fact that you can be different, that you can have a different style than everyone else. Because Lord knows I don't sound like Herb Score. And Herb Score was probably the main guy that I listened to growing up. And I respect Herb to the nth degree, and he was a pro's pro. But I think that there are different ways to do things, and I've chosen to do it in a slightly different way. Maybe it's the Cleveland Heights thing.
Baskin says Charles Oakley stole your bike as a kid. Any validity to that whatsoever?
You know, I try and get away from that story because I've actually gone golfing with Charles Oakley in recent years. And I have very good reason to believe that Charles Oakley did steal my bike as a kid. It's never been confirmed. I don't have the police report with his name on it, and I've never challenged him because...
You didn't confront him, Eric? Come on. You backed down to Charles Oakley?
Of all the people in the world, you know, there's probably three of them I backed down. You know, you got Sasquatch, you got Bigfoot, and Charles Oakley. And those are the only three people I'm afraid of. And, I'm not going up to Charles Oakley anytime soon and asking for my 5-speed back. He can have it. I have a scar to prove it, so that's about the only memory that I want of it.
Eric Collins joining us on the show. Well... Now I can't get over the Charles Oakley conversation there. So if you're so you do pay close attention to the Cavaliers then, right?
Oh my goodness, yes. I play close attention to the Cleveland Indians. I came home last night and I watched the 10th inning and I was in heaven. I went to bed with a smile on my face.
Oh, so okay. So well, when it comes to the rebound, I mean, you said the percentage points, things like that, but you got a great draft class coming up here. What do you tell a Cavs fan who's sitting there going, yeah, you know, all these other teams, they're getting ready for next season. They're kind of laying down. The Cavaliers have a very easy schedule coming up. Maybe they should lay down with them.
Oh, God, no. See, well, to me, the Cavs already hit one of their home runs. They know it's have to hit another one. I think they hit a home with Kevin Porter Jr. And the fact that things didn't work out.
Sore subject.
You know, that hurts them.
Sore subject.
That actually hurts.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because, you know, he was a difference maker and he was someone that, you know, fell to them as the 30th overall pick and or 29th or whatever it was. So they had a chance for the difference maker right there, possibly, if things would have worked out. And that didn't work out. But that's just case in point. You know, you got to keep swinging for the fences. You know, NBA championships aren't one of the singles hitters. You know, you need to find Giannis Antetokounmpo at the 15th spot in the draft and develop him. You know, there's guy Steve Nash was taken 15th overall in the draft. There's players out there. And you just got to – don't try for single. That's my point, is try and find the highest-end talent you can find. Look what the Indians did. The Indians changed their organization when they took Albert Bell in the second round of, I think it was the 80s. I'm not sure the year of the draft. But there were 29 other teams that wouldn't have taken Albert Bell if he was available in the 47th round. But the Indians believed in the talent, and they said that they could work on everything else. And for a period of time, that worked, and it changed the organization. But that's your home run. Kenny Lofton. Aim for the fences. This is a guy who played, like, what, 7 games of college baseball, Indians trade for him, young in his minor league career. That turns out to be a home run because there's high-end talent there. You know, there's so many cases around Cleveland sports over the years. Just aim big and then hope that you find something. And if you don't, well, you get yourself a Mike Junkin. But, you know, that is what it is.
Eric, we can't thank you enough for the time. Enjoy the game tonight. And hopefully we'll talk to you again down the line, bud.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on Cleveland Forever and specifically Cleveland Heights Forever.
Thank you very much, Eric. Eric Collins joining us on the show from Bally Sports Charlotte. Again, follow him, follow the Hornets and Cleveland Heights guy. There you go, Tone. Very happy to hear that. 216-578-0092 coming up at 9 o'clock around the AFC North. Up next, you want a homer or you want a truth teller? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.